Good afternoon, Chairman and members of the board or the committee. I'm Marsha Hammond, recently elected representative of District 5 of Coos County. That is the most scenic part of the state, I would propose. And I think I ran on the platform that I ran against Northern Pass, and that may be why I am a newbie. The first time that I ran, I was elected, which I was told was unusual. I wish to support Representative Rappaport's bill here. At the same time, I would back the suggested amendment where we might bury the lines in the same transportation lanes. I do wish to state that I have observed a lack of transparency by the corporations, Hydro-Quebec, PS&H, and Northeast Utilities in their effort to develop this Northern Pass through New Hampshire. When I was sitting in on our community's early discussions and questions were raised by our citizens, they were out of hand, just placed either on the table or unwilling to answer what were their future plans. So we were not able to get at the nub of what looked like the project might be. At this point in time, a year and a half, 2 years later, it's still difficult to get honest answers from the corporations. I heard from someone testifying this morning that we in New Hampshire are the wonderful recipients of at least two times the energy production that we need. I'm suggesting maybe we don't need to have more passing through our state, especially since we as ratepayers are paying the high and excessively high fees for our energy. I say we're at the point where not only can we preserve the beauty of our state, which is the tourism dollars for the North Country, but that we are at the point where, I almost lost my point of view, I'm sorry, we can ask that our utilities lower our rates at the same time. If they wish to use our resources for their resources and their monetary gain, please dicker with them, negotiate with them, that certainly the ratepayers in New Hampshire deserve a break on their rates. So I do stand not only in support of 469, but 586 and the bills related to Northern Pass. I was told quite forthrightly that yes, we will have jobs in the North Country, but they will be, as Representative Leon Rideout suggested, very short-lived, and we receive very little tax income from the hydro towers that will be built from 135 to 150 feet tall. So thank you for your time. I appreciate you listening to me on short notice, and I do wish to stand in opposition to the Northern Pass project.
Representative, thank you. Will you entertain questions?
I will.
Any questions? Yes, Representative Backus.
My understanding, Representative, thank you, is that the project has announced a reduction in the maximum height of the towers to, I think, 85 feet. Have you heard that, and you not accept it? Or?
I don't accept that. From 85 to 135, depending on the location. As you've heard from previous testimonies, some will be crossing summits or hillsides, and I think they've tried to negotiate that they will keep them a little lower, certainly through the White Mountain National Forest, but they're still going to be visible. They will be higher, taller than the ones we presently have.
Any further questions for Representative? Thank you very much, Representative.
Thank you.